All right, welcome back to the Kahale'ole Massage Podcast. This is Aaron. So today we're going to start off with our series on the basic massage styles you'll see in most massage places or, you know, spas. So we'll get into, you know, a little bit of the history of it, some of the strokes you'll see, the benefits from the massage, and then how I incorporate it into my massage. So the first one we're going to talk about today is a Swedish massage. And so Swedish massage is probably the first massage you learn as a massage therapist. It's the most basic massage, we'll say. It was developed by a Swede named Per Heinrich Ling. Then Johann George Metzger took those ideas and then developed the terminology for the massage itself, and then he kind of called it the Swedish massage system. The only people that actually call it Swedish massage are English and Dutch. Everybody else refers to this type of massage as a classic massage. And so when you talk about the Swedish massage, it's five main strokes. So the first one is effleurage. Those are like those long gliding strokes on your body. Majority of the time, this is a very relaxing type of massage. But then you can also do petrissage, which is kind of like you kneading dough. That's kind of what they always told us in massage school. So you're kind of picking up the muscles and kind of moving them around. And then you can also use friction. That's the third type of stroke used. And that's kind of, it creates heat, you know, in and around the area. Fourth stroke is tapotement, where percussive movements and stuff. So you just kind of tapping and slapping quickly and superficially. The final one is vibration, where you shake a particular area very rapidly. So, you know, like they always say, it's like you can, you know, you can reduce pain, joint stiffness. It's very relaxing. When I first started doing massage, I kind of didn't really embrace the benefits of Swedish. I think of myself more as a therapeutic massage type of therapist, where you kind of get into areas and find the problems and address them quickly and effectively. But what I've learned through doing massage over the years is that, you know, Swedish is really important because it's not only your opening and closing stroke, you know, from moving from one body area to the other. Because we had this teacher, massage therapist teacher at AIMT named George Kahn, and watching him do Swedish there was such a flow to it that it was mesmerizing. It was just ridiculous that he can go from the head to the arm to the back to the legs so smoothly. It was just poetry. And to this day, I mean, I can't even come close to that. He's a technician, he's an artist, whatever you want to call him, he's just great. So, you know, for me, which I've learned to embrace that I'm not, you know, like, I'm not full of that flow like he is, I use Swedish as more of my assessment tool as I'm doing the opening and closing strokes to see how the person feels, if there's tightness in the area, if there's, you know, knots, whatever. I can kind of just feel for them. You can use the effleurage and kind of add a little bit of pressure to the stroke so you can feel what's bothering them. And so because it's so flowy, it is relaxing. It brings blood flow to the area. It's useful. It's classic, and it's been around for a reason. As I've gotten older, I've become a fan of it. Let me go back. If it's overdone, if the strokes are overused, it can become very repetitive and boring. And I've had massages where the massages are boring. I mean, they're just, when you're doing five effleurages on one arm, or you're doing 10 effleurages on the back, I mean, it's too long. You're wasting time. And in some instances, yes, effleurages are kind of the space filler during the massage, but two or three strokes to me is perfect. If you do any more than that, you're kind of, as a person on the table, I could feel that either you don't know what you're doing or you're just filling time. So yeah, so that's Swedish massages. Next time we're gonna do probably my personal favorite, trigger point therapy. Talk to you guys later.